What's up, Tim?
Hey, brother. Here we are again.
We're here. Hey, can I communicate something with you? Can we talk for a minute?
I'm glad you brought that up, Derek. I've been having situations in my life, and I'm kind of becoming vulnerable right here. I'm putting myself out there. Where I feel like I'm not being heard. And it's super frustrating because I know the words that are coming out of my mouth are super understandable, right? I mean, I'm speaking the King's English. I speak the language I'm talking to somebody, but yet I don't feel heard. And it's super frustrating. And I know that I'm not the only one that feels that way. In fact, Derek, the people that I'm talking to are talking back to me and I'm not understanding them. And I know it's not a problem with my hearing. And I know
you got the hearing aids, you got the microphone on, like you're ready to do it, doing everything you can.
You're ridiculous. No, but you know, you talk to people and sometimes you feel that you're not understood.
Yes.
What are you doing? How are you fixing that? How are you preventing it?
So for me, it's definitely, I was a horrible, and not to say that I've mastered this by no means, but I was definitely way worse before Shin Fu and understanding communication and what we're doing. And it really kind of gets down to, how does that person want to be communicated with? And how do I want to be communicated with? And I have to now acknowledge that, well, okay, this is what's interesting. I've been really guilty in the past. When someone says something, I just go, yeah, we can do that. Or yeah, that's cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got it. And I really didn't hear what they said, or they said something that sounded just close enough that if I just faked it and said I understood, it'd be fine. And now I've learned to just stop and go, I know what you're saying is very important, but for some reason, I'm just not understanding what you're putting down. Is it okay if we take a time out here and just kind of like, let's regroup? Because I know you're trying to share something with me. For some reason, I'm just not hearing it, because my goal is for us to communicate and accomplish what we're trying to accomplish. And I'm literally taking those moments now and doing that, because sometimes I can't ever understand you. I just go, all right, he's saying something.
Oh, that's not the same thing. Yeah. That's a hearing problem. You don't want to hear what I have to say.
Well, it's selective hearing.
Derek, I'm important. Please listen to me. Right. And if I say that to you, then you'll listen. No, it's not always like that. And it may be the, what you're saying, and this is age, right? That what I'm saying, or the way I'm saying it, may not be conducive to the way that somebody likes to hear it.
Yes, this is true. That's one direction. You just made me think of, though, Tim, is some people truly are just not listening to you at all. You're talking and they're just not listening. And there's been a recent situation where I literally just tapped the gentleman on the shoulder and I said, hey, I'm really trying to convey this information to you and it seems like you're distracted. Can we focus for just a few minutes? Because the last thing I want is what I'm sharing with you to not reach what you need and you not reach your goal. So can we just focus for just a minute? So what am I doing? I'm acknowledging, I'm tapping them on the shoulder, which means a high regard of respect. Because that's how that works. The higher you touch a person is the more respect you show them. And then also I'm asking for permission. And I'm also sharing with them the goal of what I'm trying to achieve. And it seems awkward to talk to people that way, because it's just like, Tim, you and I, when we communicate, it's just easy. We speak each other's language. It's easy. It's not a problem. And I have several other friends that way. But there's also acquaintances that I have, and even team members, that it's just awkward to talk to and bizarre to communicate and connect with.
I'm hearing what you're saying. I am. I'm also thinking about what you're saying while I'm hearing it, because I feel the same way too.
Yeah.
And it's as much as it's frustrating for you walking into a situation or a conversation, you know that you're going to feel misunderstood. Try to vanguard that, right? We talk about vanguarding, preventing something before it happens. Mm-hmm. So asking somebody that question, look, I'm going to have a conversation with you. And sometimes if I feel that what I say is not heard, and I want to be careful on my words. So if I could have, you know, just kind of lean on you a little bit for understanding, maybe setting that precedence up front to where we're going to have a conversation without saying, hey, remember back in school, Derek, when the teacher say, I want you all to concentrate on this. I want your attention on this. It's right. Like you're supposed to break everything you're doing for some reason.
Yeah.
That they have this power to change the way you focus onto what they're doing. But this mm-hmm. is what we're asking somebody to do. Hey, focus on this for a minute. How do you call mm-hmm. somebody's attention away from that? Except maybe saying, like you just said, your vanguard is say, hey, I got to talk to you about something. And, you know, it's sometimes kind of difficult because I could be misunderstood really easy. Mm-hmm. You and I both have situations in our life that deal with this.
Yes. I'm thinking of so many things when you, this is like a scope of work. If I don't give you the scope of work that you need, let's say you're my foreman, and I don't give you the scope of work that you need to accomplish your task, I'm failing. Because at the end of the day, I'll write it however you want it. But we have to have that conversation. Tim, how would you like me to write? Do you want me to do bullet points? Do you want me to do like sentences and paragraphs? Do you want me to do, you just tell me, how do you want to receive the scope of work? How would you like it to look? Do you want step one, remove the dead landscaping. Step two, apply pre-emergent herbicide. Step three, excavate the hole. You just tell me what you want. And then now I need to make sure I show up that way. And then also, Tim, I think what's very important about a scope of work, and we're doing this, we need to review it together and make sure that we're on the same page with it. So when I think about the conversation, how I want to be communicated with, and if the communication's off, I just need to literally call a timeout and say that you're a very important person to me. And what we're working on is very important. Everything about this is extremely, extremely important to both of us. So how can you and I talk? How can you and I communicate so that we can achieve our goals?
I love it. If you were to come at, and let's talk about personalities a little bit. If you were to come at to me with this type of thing, like, hey, we talk in the past and this doesn't seem like I'm heard. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, will you just say the words to me? Yeah, I just want to get it. Past it. Say I want to be just give me for me, it would be bullet points. This, mm-hmm. this, and this is the outcome. That's my personality. Mm-hmm. But the people that I mostly deal with are the people like you're talking about that really want to talk this through, hear the details mm-hmm. on a conversation. Sometimes when I hate to even say it, half-ass it, right? Take a shortcut to the conversation and leave pieces out. The outcome mm-hmm. is not what I expected. And I get mad because I thought I said the words. Yeah. I thought I used them, but I didn't. The words that I thought in my head are not the ones that came out of my mouth into their ears. Mm-hmm. And you know what, dude? It's like I blame that person, but it's not them. It's me. It's 100% me.
Ultimately, if we're the one delegating, sharing, starting the conversation, it's important to us to have that conversation. It is on us. If the other person's sharing information to us, well, it's kind of on them. But then we could be stewards and we could be better and go, okay, they're sharing something with me that's very important. So I could show up in a different way and really be present in the conversation, illuminate that sign that makes them feel important. So where do these things cut? Like, if it's just a general conversation, Tim, you and I jump on the phone and we're just rapping, you know, we're just catching up. We're just talking about an event or something that's just, you know, no, it's not true. I shouldn't say that. We're just rapping. We're just talking about a project or something that you're doing. You're sharing, you know, the millions of dollars that you just carry in your pockets all the time. And, you know, you live on 34th Street and you got a little office and zip code's like 3708. So, you know, don't go see Tim. But anyway.
Yeah. That's wrong, Tim.
I think if it has to do with the work scenario, a relationship scenario, a significant other scenario, something that's extremely important, like picking up your kids. I don't know. I'm just trying to like a kid's function, a work program, a team building thing. Something needs to be planned. That's where you need to go. Hey, let's make sure we get this right. Let's set a meeting. This is the goal of the meeting. If this is a scope of work, or if you need something done, we need to communicate in this facet. And it works well, like Tim, it's just like, I've heard you say this many times. It's like, well, what I heard you say is this, 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 and this. And I can go, oh, no. That's not what I said. Let me say it differently, or let me say it again. If you don't have this back and forth when it's important, I don't know how else to do it. It's great when you have someone that just communicates the way you need to communicate. But sometimes you don't, and you just have to figure it out.
Knowing your numbers does not require an advanced accounting degree, my friends. In fact, my system and Nail Your Numbers get you started with only 7 numbers. By mastering these 7 numbers, you're finally going to understand how to price your work in a way that serves your goals. You're going to know whether you're leaving money on the table or whether you're pricing yourself higher than necessary. When you understand these seven numbers and how they work together, you're going to quickly create a profitable plan for yourself. Hit the link and grab our Nail Your Numbers course now.
Derek, we've developed these all these crazy words, and you know, dictionaries, encyclopedias full of freaking words that have meaning, but not the same meaning to somebody who's receiving it. Mm-hmm. And this is how heavy this conversation is, Derek. It's, I know I say you, I'm pointing to you, but I'm pointing to anybody who's listening, and I'm pointing to myself. Yeah. You owe it to the people who are around you to communicate to them in a way that they can understand. Mm-hmm. It's your responsibility to figure that out. So yep. In your, let's go personal, right? In your marriage or in your relationship with another human being, intimate relationship, you need to tell that person how you feel. You need to tell them, you know, when is it okay to say how I feel, or how I perceive things, or when I'm hurt, how do I tell you these things? I mean, you can't go into every conversation, every relationship. It's like, hey, I know we just met, but what's the best way of us communicating? Because it sounds corny.
Yeah, but that could work.
Totally. But even when you say your employees, talking to your employees, if you have expectations of your team to produce a project, you may want to say to your crew member, your team leader, or even the whole crew, saying, hey, look, I got this large scope of this project. It's all written down here in the contract. But it's like bullet points of things we're providing to this client. How would you like for me to tell you how I spoke to the client, or how I envisioned this project working day by day for the next week? As an employee, I would value that person who spoke to me that way.
Yeah. Yeah, talking about being heard. Talk about just being able to have, because nobody wants to, at the end of the day, when we're communicating like this, the other person doesn't want to screw up. The reason they're coming to us with a question is because they don't want to fail.
Yeah. Let me tell you about communication. It just came to my mind, and I've never shared this with you because it's embarrassing. When I was a young guy, I was probably like, I was probably 17 or 18 years old, and I worked for this dealership. And the service manager at the time, his name was Charlie. Charlie was like, he was a really weird guy, and all the time, a young Italian guy, but he spit on the floor and stuff like that in the shop, and just kind of a rude person. But Charlie says, hey, clean up this bay. I want this area cleaned up, this area we work on cars. And the floor was a concrete floor, and it was like built up oil and got oil on the floor, caked up grease. And I says, okay, I'll clean that up. So what, me being a younger version of myself, have no freaking idea how to clean a floor other than sweep it. But he wanted grease cleaned up. For me, how do you cut oil off the floor? It's with gasoline. So I got a can of gasoline and I pour it on the floor and I'm scouring it, right? And now I'm putting Speedy Dry to pick it up in the shop. I mean, it's a big dealership. It's full of gas fumes. And I hear everybody yelling on the other side of the shop. They're grinding and doing this, all this stuff. Yeah. And this guy, Charlie, comes out of his office. He's like, freaking Timmy, what the F, and all this other stuff, losing his shit.
Right.
Meanwhile, I'm looking at what I did, and I think it's a great job. The floor's clean. The grease has been there for... I did a great job.
It's beautiful.
Well, what did he tell me to do? He told me to clean the floor. And what did I do? I cleaned the floor.
Yeah.
There's no expectations. He didn't communicate. I was destined to fail because he didn't communicate that with me. And I just kind of... That story just came to me. And it just did. I forgot about it all these years. And how I felt like I failed as an employee, a young guy.
Yeah.
And hearing that, I mean, that's super humbling, because now I'm in the position where I'm Charlie and I have to be better than that. Because that was a shitty example of how to communicate with somebody.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's several ways that you could clean the floor. And he knew of one. It wasn't gasoline.
But it was cheap back then. You know, it was
Charlie. Charlie, like can
40 cents a gallon?
Can I bum a cigarette? I'm going to clean the floors. It's fine.
But yeah, see, everybody around me knew it was okay. It wasn't okay. But where I came from, Derek, we had a small dealership. We had a one car garage, and something got on the floor. We cleaned it with gas. It was only a little bit, but this is a big area. And
there's a drum of fuel over there.
Yeah. It's like a birds can't fly and nothing. It's like, what the hell is that guinea doing down there?
he's using the turbo blue. He had the good stuff, man. He's the high octane.
But that's an example how something, a communication problem, could have gone sideways quick if somebody walked by. And back then, you could smoke in the shop, right? If somebody just walked by with a cigarette and flicked it, I mean, we lose the building, lose the business. of a communication. You and I are talking about communication of time constraints and also of emotions, because we're talking about relationships. And something, a word that's not, or a sentence that communicated well to somebody could be disastrous, not like a building burning down, but a relationship ending or termination of employment.
How awesome would that be if you always keep in the back of your head when you're suggesting someone take care of a problem, that you just go, hey, just so I'm not mind reading, it's how are you going to take care of that problem so I can make sure that I convey the information correctly to you? Well, I'm going to use gasoline. Brilliant. Well, Tim, we probably shouldn't use gasoline. We got a big old thing of super orange over here. Let's use that.
Oh, we didn't have that chip back then, dude. I don't know how they did it. It was a speedy dry grinder to the floor. But, you know, look, because he didn't give me a solution where he felt it was reasonable, I just used my own. And that's like, you say, well, that's an extreme. Yeah, that for me, it wasn't. It was just the way to do it.
No, so within that, there's autonomy. That when you delegate a task to someone, that they want to have autonomy. But what I've learned with my team is I'll give you autonomy once we understand what we're doing and I know how you're going to approach it. And then I know what the outcome is going to be and I'll leave you alone. It's like, yes, please clean out the truck, but I do have a few expectations with the truck. Everything that comes out of the truck is trash. Please throw it in the trash can. Make sure there's some fittings and stuff. Make sure they go in the right respective places. Basically, I want you to take everything out of this truck and make sure it goes back to where it belongs. And then outside of that, do it however you want. You know, stand on the hood of the truck, reach to the back of the truck, put a wheelbarrow on the back of the truck, and then load it up and figure out how you're going to get it out of there. Like, do whatever you want. Just get the truck cleaned. But these are my expectations for when it's cleaned.
Yeah. You know, Derek, somebody's listening to this podcast thinking to themselves, well, I don't see the problem with cleaning the flow of gasoline in a large building.
Sure. It's like, what do you mean? can't do that anymore?
Yep. Uncle Tim said that was fine to do. It's like, oh, shit, I'm going to be sued.
Yeah. He used a lot of it.
Hey, wrap this up, Derek. Communication.
Yeah.
People are depending upon us to communicate with them in a way that they can understand. And if we go back to the school when I was in high school and in grade school, if the teachers knew how I learned, how I was able to listen differently to how they were teaching, I think it would have served them and served me better. But they didn't ask. And I didn't know. I didn't know I could ask. But these people who are surrounding us, people we hire, our spouses, need to hear things in a way that they need to understand that. And we need to figure that out. Otherwise, we're creating our own heaven and hell right here in our existence.
I can't help but share this quick story because you just made me think about this. So we had a new roof put on our garden center and we added two skylights. And then I reached out to Aaron. She was actually out of town. I reached out to Aaron and said, hey, Ben's ready to put in those skylights. And Ben suggested, and I agree with him, that we put on the, not the counter side, but the opposite side of the garden center that would face the cabin. On that side, we'd put a skylight in the front and a skylight in the back. And she said, yeah. Well, we put the skylights in. I showed her. She said, no, the skylights, I wanted them both to be on, you pick the right side, but I wanted them both to be on the front side of the garden center on the cabin side. Not one in the front, not one in the back. And I was like, but we both shared with you where we wanted them. She's like, no, that's not what I wanted. So what should we have done? We should have drew a diagram like at that point. Cause this is, I mean, it's a pretty crucial thing to put in skylights in a, cause you can't, I mean, you can change it, but that's that. No, not doing that. But that was the thing. What I heard, what Ben heard and what Aaron said and what Aaron agreed to, completely different things. And we all said, yes, it's fine. It actually works, but it's not what she wanted. And we misunderstood it.
Look, I know it's going long and this is important because I've listened to what you're saying and I feel it. But my knee-jerk reaction to your situation was, well, Ben and I understood this. It's like there's no safety in numbers when in communication. Because two people don't think it's right doesn't mean the third person wrong. It means that other person needs to hear it differently. It's just the way they were made. It's just the way they are. I want to feel like, well, the parents supposed to drop that person on their head. They don't think the way I do.
So what I think happened is she was busy. She had a lot of stuff going on. And when I said, this is what we're going to do, she just missed it. Just missed it. Because I mean, that's pretty back and front versus just front. And she just missed it. So I look back and I have to think about certain things. It's like a quick little sketch would have made so much sense because I would have sketched out two skylights on the front of the building. or no, I would have put a sketch of one on the front and one on the back. And she went, no, I want both of them up front. And I went, oh, I totally just misunderstood that.
Totally. It could have been east, west. It could have been a picture. It could have been so many different ways. But, and you don't want to explain yourself to death, but when you're cutting a hole into something or you're changing something, that something can blow up. It's like, these are the, I mean, whether it be relationship, building a structure, a whole, whatever it is, but communicate, tell people what to think, tell people what you think so they can understand it. I guess that's all it is.
Yeah. Does what I said make sense?
Right. So guys, if you listen to this podcast and it makes sense, run with it. But if it doesn't, put something in the comments. Let us know.
Yeah, let us know.
To us, we failed horribly at communicating in the past. Yes. We've been through multiple relationships in our lives. So we've upset a lot of people.
Yes.
But we're supposed to be better than that now. Okay?
We've gotten better.
We're good. I'll talk to you next week, brother.
All right, Tim. Thanks, man.
Be good. Bye.